Okay, when we get the meeting rolling here, welcome everyone. And today is July 9th. It is 12 noon, and this is the Orange County Water District's Admin Finance Committee. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Can we please have roll call?
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Mezquita.
Present.
Director Nguyen. Director Jung.
Jog is here. Thank you.
Green, here. Director Wigand. Director Tran.
Present.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Bilodeau. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, thank you, Leticia. Let's see here. Okay, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. Any visitors' participation? I see no hands up online and nothing in the room over there. Okay, first up, we have the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 6. Does anyone, any of the committee members, wish to pull any items for discussion? Okay, if not, I would entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
And I will second Director Green's motion. Okay, let's vote.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezquita.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Yongzi, aye.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. And I failed to, I wa wanted to comment on item number 6 and just want to thank Jeremy for being reasonable comparing to our other counterparts, other agencies. Thank you. So that's approved. Let's go to matter for consideration, item number 7. That's the temporary suspension of the commercial paper program. Mr. General Manager.
Yeah, Randy Fick
And
has a presentation for us.
okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if Randy's talking or not. I wasn't.
Oh, I haven't started yet.
Oh, okay. Because I got a pop up like, oh, what happened?
So this is a temporary suspension of the commercial paper program. So the district currently has a $70 million commercial paper program in place, and it's supported by a letter of credit from Sumitomo Bank that is set to expire September 22nd of this year. And with this commercial paper program, a letter of credit is required for the program, and you must have a letter of credit. And there's advantages to using the commercial paper program. Two of the big ones are generally lower cost of financing than fixed rate bonds. And the other thing, it's very flexible, the program. We can draw upon the program up to 70 million at any time, or we can pay it down at any time, or we can let it ride and just pay the interest on an ongoing basis for capital projects and water purchases and equipment purchases, things like that. And the cost of this letter of credit with Sumitomo Bank, the $70 million program, is $244,160 a year. And previous use of the commercial paper program over the last number of years since fiscal year ending 2010, we purchased two parcels of land, turned them into recharge basins, Mira Loma and La Palma, and those have since been paid off. And then finally, in 2018, we issued $40 million of commercial paper to do an in-lieu water purchase, and that has been paid off now completely. And the most recent payment to pay it off was July of last year, $4.5 million, and There's no outstanding commercial paper debt at this time. So Sumitomo Bank has had a strategic shift in their business, and they've advised us that they're exiting the municipal finance business. Sumitomo Bank continues to stand by the letter of credit that they have with us, but they will not be renewing it, given they've exited this business, and they're not going to enter new programs, new letter of credit facilities. So staff does not see an immediate need to issue commercial paper and proposes to wait to find a new bank letter of credit until the need arises. And given the district's ratings, if the need arises, we could obtain a letter of credit through an RFP process in about 69 days, should a need for the program arise. So the current structure of the program is the district issues the Tax and Revenue Anticipation Note, or TRAN, as security for the commercial paper program. And the Public Facilities Corporation, or the PFC, issues the commercial paper on behalf of the district. And the district agrees to pay the debt service on the commercial paper, which includes principal and interest. And this is just a graphical presentation of what I just stated. Number one, district issues the TRAN in support of the program, and the PFC issues the commercial paper on behalf of the district, and the district pays the principal and interest on the outstanding commercial paper. So the current TRAN is set to expire October 1st, 2026 of this year, and staff is proposing to suspend the commercial paper program, saving the letter of credit fees based on a $70 million commercial paper program, LOC. That's about $20,000 a month cost, or $244 annually. And in order to retain the option to re-implement the commercial paper program, should the need arise during the fiscal year ending June 30, 2027, it's proposed to issue the TRAN to replace the existing TRAN. And CP debt cannot be issued without board approval and a new letter of credit. And the TRAN only makes the max amount of CP funding available to the district if needed, and a new letter of credit is obtained. So with that, the recommendation is to authorize execution of the Tax and Revenue Anticipation Note in the aggregate amount of $70 million, which is an amount that does not exceed 85% of the district's estimated uncollected revenues from July 1st, 2026 through June 30, 2027, and adopt the resolution authorizing the execution delivery of the TRAN to support a possible OCWD commercial paper program for this next fiscal year, July 1st, 2026 through June 30, 2027, and authorize the temporary suspension of the commercial paper program following the termination of the current letter of credit with Sumitomo Bank following board approval. And that concludes my presentation. And I can answer any questions.
Thank you, Randy. Okay, does anyone on the committee have any questions for Randy? No? So Randy, just wanna be clear, there are a couple of things going on here, right? One is the new TRAN, and then the other one is suspending the commercial paper program. Right, and one costs what, a couple thousand dollars. The other one is annually was costing us 240 plus. We're suspending that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so historically,
I got a question.
Oh yes, sure. Go ahead, Director Tran.
Right, since my name was mentioned, yes. Multiple times. I do have some questions regarding the letter of credit. Have we ever utilized the LCs in the past as an agency with this bank?
Oh, With this bank, yes. Yes.
Yes, I'm curious. I know that. When was the last time that we did that?
Fiscal year ending 2018, we used $40 million of commercial paper debt.
So that was 8 years ago. And annually we pay a service fee or an interest rate of around 200 and some ish thousand dollars.
So for the letter of credit, which is required of the commercial paper program, we're paying about a little over $244,000 a year to Sumitomo Bank.
Right. For this year, I'm curious as to what we paid, in years past just to maintain this program or maintain the access. Do you, maybe this is a question for John as well. Does the agency anticipate tapping into the letter of credit for the near future, say within the next year or so, if we need to, if we cancel this? I'm sure there are alternative, lending institutions or sources of funds that we can tap in. But I'm curious as to whether we can take advantage of this program before we cancel it, if we have any need for the funds.
Yeah, Director Tran, we don't foresee any need for it. We don't foresee any big expenditures out there that we would want to issue commercial paper for. And then if something did arise, we could get the program back up and running in 60 to 90 days. But right now, we think we can just go without it and save that $240,000 every year. Yeah.
Okay, just in retrospect, I mean, what Randy just said, I mean, we went, last time we tapped into the program was about 8 years ago. Can we do better? I mean, in retrospect, and this is not a criticism or anything, just an observation, that we're paying an annual fee.
Yeah.
8 years, that's well over $1 million over the years. I mean, what do we draw from this?
Well, during those 8 years, we were slowly paying off the commercial paper debt from those previous investments we made. So every year we were paying, $4 million, $5 million, paying down the commercial paper debt. So that's why the program was still kind of existing. But now that all the debt's been paid off, we can, and looking into the future, we don't think we need it. Yeah.
All right, yeah, very good. Okay, I get it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Director Tran. And my recollection is that back in, 14 through 16, we had a long period of drought. And, we didn't utilize much, but I think we were carrying a balance somewhere around maybe below $20 million, right? And then so when In Lieu Water did become available, we took advantage of that. We borrowed. That was 2018. And I don't know who explained this to me. It may have been Mike or maybe you, Randy, that the Tran is like a parking permit, right? And then the letter of credit is like a car. We're keeping the parking permit, but we don't need a car right now. Is that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But in the past, we owe some money on some cars that we were leasing or, okay. All right. So, I had a similar question to Director Trans. Given those past uses, what has changed that you think that makes staff to feel comfortable relying on 60 to 90 day reactivation? You think that maybe we need it periodically for PFAS or?
We the groundwater basin is full, so we look very good there. Our reserve balances are good also. If we needed to, we could spend down reserves if necessary. We're just in really good shape from a from managing the basin and from our financial position, we're in great shape right now. And we just think, why not save this $240,000? Just really not needed. Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, we don't have any balance right now, right? That's why there's no need to keep it. Okay.
Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right. Thank you for the explanation. All right. Does
I'm going
anyone
to
else have
recommend
any
it, actually.
comments, questions? Okay.
Roger, I'll move the recommended action.
Okay, we have a motion from Director Green
Second.
and seconded by Director Wagon. Let's vote.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Jones, a yes. Thank you.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
The motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number A, that's the monthly cash disbursements report.
Yeah, that information is in the packet and staff can answer any questions.
Okay, any questions or comments from the committee? Seeing and hearing none. All right, so I would direct that we place items 1 through 8 on the upcoming July 15th board meeting agenda. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, Mr. Chair,
Oh, we no, 7 needs to go to the full board, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah, with that exception. Okay. Sounds good. So would be order. So any director's announcements or reports? Okay, hearing seeing none, none online either. Mr. General Manager, any announcements or reports?
I just wanted to mention the Yorba Linda Water District is going to have a groundbreaking ceremony on August 27th. They're building a new well. We allowed them to build a well next to our Warner Recharge Basin, and they're receiving federal funding for that. And Director or Congresswoman Young Kim will be there, and we'll be getting invitations if any directors want to attend. So just wanted to get people can put that on their schedule, try to keep it open. That was
Yes,
all.
thank you, John.
Mr.
We
General
agree.
Manager, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
Mr. General Manager, you're going to send out an invite to all of us via email, I assume, yeah?
Well, Jeremy, we don't see that as a something we need to notice. If our board, all of our, say if we have 6 board members go to the Yorba Linda groundbreaking
No, you
ceremony.
can do that. There's an exception to the Brown Act for that.
Yeah.
Just don't get together and make decisions for OCWD.
Yes, Director Jung, to your question, we'll do that. Yeah.
This is notice board meeting of different agencies here. Okay.
Yeah, they're still planning, right? You just send us a placeholder yesterday.
There's actually a chance it could change the date, but that's what they're shooting for right now.
Okay. Thank you for the report, John. Okay, I think we come to adjournment. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. We are adjourned. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.